Welcome. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection. Healing From Within focuses on using our energetic thoughts and our actions to achieve a higher sense of being or higher consciousness in an effort to care for ourselves and for others and to improve our health through positive thoughts and through an acceptance of the uniqueness of each and every person we interact with. As an intuitive energy healer and psychic medium, mother and former elementary school teacher, I believe children are the key to our evolution and to understanding the dynamics of love and healing, both of ourselves and our ever-changing universe. And in today's episode, we'll explore the increasing awareness by teachers, parents, and members of the healing and spiritual community of psychic and intuitively gifted children who are entering the world in tremendous numbers at this present time in history. Through our discussion and with my special guest today, we will offer ways to determine the level of receptiveness to higher energy by very young children and ways to enhance their natural abilities for a happier and more successful childhood experience. And we will also share ways with that parents and teachers have learned to encourage these tremendous spiritual gifts to flourish, as these sensitive children will eventually offer much to create a world that functions in a better way. And our very special guest today, Sarah Wiseman, author of Your Psychic Child and several other books, is a featured journalist writing articles on parenting, children's issues, wellness, lifestyle, spirituality, and also psychic development. She is also a member of the International Association for Near-Death Studies and has also released 3 albums, as she is an award-winning singer and songwriter for the band Martyrs of Sound. Welcome, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's my great, great pleasure to be here.
And it's so lovely for me to be sharing our own personal stories as grown-up intuitives who were once, who were very much once what you have coined in your book, spiritually advanced kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Your term. Obviously, Sarah, it's no coincidence that you and I are both and have both learned to use our own psychic and healing energies to inform and create a better understanding of sensitive children's spiritual gifts. And we both, I know, want to help them and their families avoid many of the pitfalls that you discuss in your book. So it is always, I always like to share with our audience how our guests have come to be together, as I feel it is not random and that we are meeting people we need to. And so I'd like to ask you, Sarah, how were you guided to this show? How did you find
out? Oh, my goodness. That was a series of synchronicities, almost too long to explain, actually, but I was recommended by a friend. And I think that I might have emailed you, but some other things had to come into play even to make that happen. So definitely it was, you know, all the little pieces of the puzzle were finally in place for us to be together today, which is really interesting.
It is always very interesting to me. And I also want to share with you that I am named for 2 Sarahs. And mm-hmm. I was told that very long ago, maybe thousands of years ago, in a past life, I was also a Sarah. So when I saw your name and when I saw the material and where your interests lie, I was so intrigued to speak with you, as I know we are both doing our very best to help all the children and our own families to understand mm-hmm. the mysteries that are so wonderful and make our life so much better. Sarah, mm-hmm. I am sure the first question parents ask you is, how do I know if my child has intuitive or spiritual abilities. What are the signs or guideposts? How would you answer that?
Well, I would first say to parents of kids today that probably 99.9% of kids out there are going to have some aspect of these abilities. It's very true. This is just, this is our evolution, you know, before our very eyes. I think in some cases where, say you've got some situations or countries, or could be just situational where a child hasn't been supported with, you know, adequate nutrition, or they're living in a very fearful place, then perhaps it might take a little bit longer for these abilities to open. But in most cases, pretty much every child I come in across now, it's, oh, you too. Okay, come on over on across this side of the line. Oh, yes, and you also, and you also. And I must add that even though I was spiritually gifted or spiritually advanced as a kid, I didn't understand that I was psychic until I think it first started in 2004. I call myself adult emergent psychic, and a series of, I had a near-death experiences and some other things, but when my eyes were finally opened and the psychic abilities came through for me, at that point I looked and I understood, and I realized, gosh, the kids have beat me to it. They've had it all along, and I've only just begun to evolve into what they've been born with and what they're just exhibiting over and over again. Some of the key ways are the classic methods of intuition. Some kids are going to be clairvoyant, able to see visions in their mind. Some will be clairaudient. They can hear information through their inner ear or their ear. Others will be mediums with the ability to see spirits. And then there's other categories too, but probably those are some of the main three. And then this new category, or just the way that I like to think about it, is this spiritually advanced kids. And these are just the kids that, gosh, they just understand the biggest metaphysical concepts, the biggest spiritual concepts, and they've known it since they were 2 or 3 or 5 or whenever they began to speak and express things to you. And this is the group especially that I find extremely inspiring and makes me really hope for the future.
Well, I agree with you, Sarah. I work in an office with occupational therapists that are dealing with children who are exhibiting many sensitivity issues to places and people, their clothing, their food. They're disturbed by noise or crowded places. Many are receiving treatment from therapists and counselors, as these issues are often seen as problems. And just today, I was in my office, and a little girl, less than 2 years old, who the mother was interested in booking a Reiki session with me, and she told me the child was usually very shy, but the child walked right over to me. She said hello, and she stuck her hand out to touch my hand. So these children are everywhere, and personally, I often suggest to parents who think that they're concerned for the well-being of these children because they might seem a little sensitive or quiet or do things in a way that's a little different from children of the past, that they need to honor and be extremely grateful for these children's special gifts, and they have to help them to become more comfortable in their own bodies and in the environment. And I also tell them they must listen very carefully when these children express concerns or beliefs and needs, as often they know exactly what is necessary for them. Mm-hmm. You know, Sarah, how would you help parents to accept their sensitive and knowing child and to guide these very special children?
You know, I think what you said about these are not the children of the past is a really beautiful, beautiful, clear way to think about it. It is absolutely a new paradigm, and the old methods, even just the methods of, so I have four kids, they're 11 through 28, and so that's a pretty wide, you know, stretch of time, and I know with the older two, they were very comfortable being on a full schedule of sports and whatnot, and the younger two, who are probably the most intuitive, the most psychic, need an extremely relaxed schedule. We live in nature, and they need to be out in nature. Just, I don't even know quite what they do. They just go out and walk around and be in the vibrational level,
yes,
of trees and that kind of thing.
They need space. They need, yes, time to be in this constant flow and connection to spirit, and they are in meditation, and they also need an environment that's very loving and calming, because too much chaos will disturb and unsettle their physical being as well as their energetic essence. Would you agree?
Well, it's interesting because this generation has also brought with it the technology that is, you know, faster than I could have ever imagined years ago as a kid. I mean, I think I was around with phones and typewriters. So,
me
this
too.
Generation, I know, it's like I'm thinking, oh, typewriters, yeah, I have that. In fact, I was at dinner with a family, and they had their 10-year-old daughter there, and I said, yeah, something like in the past, you'd have to have a dime with you for the payphone, and she looked at me like, what's a payphone? So, yeah, but this increased technology is really, really interesting because on the one hand, it's complete overload, completely chaotic vibration. On the other hand, things like cell phones and communicating electronically across the world simply with, you know, energy through your computer, this is exactly the same way that our brains work when we're communicating telepathically, when we're working intuitively. And so these children are working with technology that very closely mirrors the abilities that they already have in their brains. And it seems to me that pretty soon we won't even need, I mean, you've had the experience many times of calling someone and they're calling you. In fact, you and I just had that experience a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And, you know, pretty soon we don't need the phone. I just think, Cheryl, hello.
Well, that's what's coming, whether it'll be 50 years or 500 years, I'm not sure. But that is, we will communicate that way with people here in this dimension, in a physical life, and with those in spirit. Let me go on to another question. Sarah, how do we better understand you and I do, but how can we help others to understand what intuition looks, sounds, and feels like to these special children, and most importantly, the adults in their lives who have to also start to understand how the children are using these gifts and how they also can develop their own gifts, because everyone has this sixth sense. We know this.
Yes. I think the kids get very quickly how it all works, and they're I'd like to say with the exception of mediumship, which can get a little confusing, but I'll talk about that in a second. But for adults, I think the main thing, if you're a parent of this kind of sensitive child, you probably have a lot of misconception and fear about how these abilities work, what it looks like, what it sounds like, if there's any danger involved, if there's any dark side involved. And I think that just as a parent would, you know, learn about nutrition so they could feed their child properly, or learn about education so they could provide the correct, you know, curriculum, it seems that we're at this point where it's time for parents to get pretty clear on how intuition works. And most of all, what I see, I teach intuition to adults all across the West Coast, and mostly what I see is that intuition is much more subtle than people think. the TV's got us all thinking it's, you know, these giant spirits flying about. And, you know, it could be, perhaps, but mostly it's the sense of something. And so it's the sense, again, it's a very subtle energy. And so looking for the big ghost or something isn't going to serve you well. And for kids, I think in my book I do have a pretty big part about avoiding. I don't believe that darker energies come to children if they're working with the divine as their sort of boundary or container. But I think kids that are spending a lot of time in goth or watching horror movies or watching violent movies or watching video games,
it's not good for them at all.
No, it's horrible because, what they experience energetically, even if it's just a game, is the same as being there. And
they're
these kids,
Sarah, they're imprinting those impressions onto their heart and soul, and we want to encourage them to imprint beauty and music and art and love, compassion, and all the finer vibrations. So that has to be limited. And that's why it's important for parents to understand their responsibility in what they're exposing themselves and their children to. In your book, Sarah, you say that spiritually gifted children and adults are showing up everywhere, even though 70% of Americans no longer follow the religion of their birth. And on one of my former radio segments, Betsy Thompson, who's an author of Walking Through Illusion and also an intuitive healer medium, as both you and I, we spoke of our interest, oh, actually, I want to say lack of interest in formal religion when we were children. Yet we both agreed we had an intense interest in stories of the messengers of God and love and a desire to serve humanity. And I myself found that formal religion was not the way for me to connect to higher energy. I needed more freedom and could do this on a personal basis through meditation, my own type of prayer, and a connection to the beauty in this world, and also through music. And I know you also sing. And I have found many of the people, the intuitive healers and mediums that I've worked with, are usually very connected to music in one way or another, or art. And this is a way to develop a higher understanding of both our physical and our energetic bodies. So, Sarah, do you have any childhood recollections that made your family or teachers aware of your understanding of energy or spirit?
Yes, even though I say I didn't understand what I was when I was a kid, in fact, we lived in Norway, and we lived in a house that had once been a resistance house, so underneath it had been all these hidden passages that would be used to transport people escaping in World War II to a safe place. And I would go down there and I would sense the energy. I don't know a better way to describe it. And then right next to the house, there was a cemetery. And I would go to the cemetery and it was like party time. All the people were there.
You saw spirit?
I played with them. Yes, I played with them. And you know, my whole child, but at the time of my childhood, I was labeled creative or I had a good imagination was the container that I was given. So I had no idea that metaphysics existed.
Before I forget this thought, let me interject this here. I believe my childhood was much like yours, and people did not recognize our abilities, neither did we or our parents, to sense and feel these shifts in energy and the fact that we were so strongly connected to divine universal energy. So they just said we were sensitive children, thinking us maybe to be a little fearful or even meek, when in fact we were feeling and sensing all the emotions and thoughts even before they actually materialized. I want to tell you a little story. At night when I would go to sleep, I remember being frightened by cool strokes of energy on my arms and legs and by seeing moving shadows. Maybe I was 4. So I crawled down this long hallway to my parents' bedroom and stayed there till I fell off the bed. And then and they carried me back to my scary room. And in school, often I would answer a teacher's questions before they finished saying them. Maybe they'd even say them at all. And I was gently, but sometimes not so gently, reprimanded for this expansive and intense energy. And I also felt other people's discomfort, whether due to illness or fear. I thought it was maybe a little bit my own anxiety, and maybe I was a little hypochondriac. But now I teach sensitive children and adults to harness this sense of energy, to empower themselves, to manifest health and prosperity. But I didn't also start as you until about 12 years ago when I had a spiritual visitation from my grandfather, and I was off and running on this quest to learn all the answers to the mysteries. So, Sarah, can you relate when you had a major shift and awakening as an adult? You said that at the beginning of the show, and how you decided now to proceed on your life path and what you wish to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a near-death experience in 2000, but that was just the start of the opening. And I guess the best thing I would say at that point was that I knew God, or I knew the divine. I just experienced it fully at that moment and didn't really have a frame of reference for that. But then 2004, I was getting divorced, and it was the first day that I had moved into the house I was going to be living in, and there were boxes everywhere, and the kids were going to be coming home from school, and, you know, complete chaos and disaster. And a man came up, like a salesman, to the door, and I just, you know, I'd been crying, and I just thought, forget it, I'm not going to answer the door. And then he walked through the door, because he was a spirit guide. Oh. And, you know, at this time, I'm a Catholic, I'm a soccer mom, I have no vocabulary for this. And I had also been a journalist, you know, for years. That had been a lot of my career. And I realized this spirit guide was going to start talking to me. My first thought was, go get the laptop, take it down, it's the story of the year, something like that. And when he came for, he gave me the most amazing messages on love and very healing things for the what I was going through at the time. But then, because I was in the process of getting divorced, I just felt like this is too weird, like I can't afford to be dabbling in whatever this is. And I didn't allow those visits. I just said, no, thank you. It's too much for me. Because he would come daily, and I would just take this channeling down. And then 2008, kind of a long story, but I was holding Doreen Virtue's book, Divine Guidance, in my hand, and I heard, and this was an auditory voice. It wasn't just an inner voice. It was, we want you to write this. We want you to write this using writing. And I said, okay, I will. But I have no idea what you want me to write. And that was the beginning of my receiving of the 33 lessons, which was the start of my first book.
And I think we will probably do another show at another time on that book. But let me just share something with you today. In your book, and I experience each and every one of these modalities of psychic ability, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. I'm very strong in clairsentience, channeling, mediumship, energy healing, is the same as spiritual healing, and remote viewing. Mm-hmm. So I have been able over the years to experience all these different means of responding to spirit. And I want to tell you something, and our listeners, People often ask me what happened to make such a change in the direction of my life. I was really unaware of my many spiritual gifts. And though I had success in life, I believed it was through my intellect or ego-based values. And when I learned that I was not in control of what was happening to me and others, could not change anyone but myself, and I released the many restrictions and fears of my childhood, by learning to let go of any need for perfection, as I now know, through spirit, there is no perfection, only constant change and new perceptions of ourselves and others. So in essence, what I'm saying here is what you said. I know now, when I truly felt love for one other special human being and began to see the beauty and goodness in everyone without having any expectation for what they had to offer me, then and only then was I able to give fully. And in the giving, I received much more than I ever experienced. So, Sarah, we don't have much time. Let me just thank you for joining
thank you
me
so much.
Today. And we will talk again. And thank you for joining me on Healing From Within and for your wonderful and honest sharing on psychic children and our own experiences. And for more information on Sarah Wiseman's new book, Your Psychic Child, and her other books, go to www.sarahwiseman.com. And I'll spell that S-A-R-A-W-I-S-E-M-A-N. And in summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, may I suggest that we all begin to recognize the divine qualities present in everyone and to allow us to reach beyond the physical plane and entertain visions of hope and love for all on a much grander level. And may the wonderful insights and practical suggestions for helping parents of spiritually advanced kids to be surrounded by the love, acceptance, and guidance that are at the heart of their unique journey in this physical life be observed and honored. Our children are not us, but their own special soul yearning to be recognized for what they came to life to know, and that is respect and love. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, author of Life is No Coincidence. And please go to www.cherylglick.com to learn more about energy healing and psychic development. Please join me in 2 weeks when I will be here with another prominent member of the healing and spiritual community as we continue to search for ways to manifest a world of opportunity.